8:38 here on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. Joining me now by phone, we have our senator from the great state of Florida, Rick Scott, former governor. Senator, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Well, Happy New Year, Andrew. Happy New Year to all your listeners. I hope everybody is going to have an outstanding 2022.
Look, we are all expecting it to be better than 2021, which is a relatively low bar, so we'll take it if that's the case. I know you are very passionate about foreign affairs, and it's one of the things that your office works on all the time. So let's start there. The buildup of the Russian military along the Ukraine border was something that had been getting a lot of attention, and then kind of we haven't heard a lot about it in maybe a week or two. I'm very concerned that the Biden administration's view is we can discourage Putin with big threats for after the fact rather than beefing up actual defense on the ground in advance of any impending attack. What's your take and how worried should we be about this?
Well, the Biden administration gets behind on everything. And what we need to do is we need to support our allies. And we need to put our allies in a position that they can defend themselves. We have to understand Putin, Xi in communist China, the Ayatollah in Iran, the leadership in Cuba, Venezuela, places like that, North Korea, Nicaragua, they're not our friends. They don't live by the same rules. So we've got to make sure we are allies and us, we can defend our freedoms. So, threats and stuff against Putin and people like that, they laugh because they know the Biden administration is weak. The Obama administration was weak. The Biden administration is weak. Biden's never stood up to a dictator in his entire career.
I feel like Putin is a very sharp chess player of a guy. He certainly anticipated the likely responses from the U.S., and this is his favorite response from us. And we have just completely failed to learn how to play against somebody who's thinking ahead. That's my concern. I worry that we're not thinking ahead. And I genuinely fear an invasion of Ukraine.
Absolutely. Andrew, think about this. Biden shut down pipeline in the United States to make us more energy independent, right? And gave Putin a pipeline to make Germany and Europe more dependent. I mean, how stupid. I mean, so why don't we do this? Why don't we do this? Why don't we say, okay, we're stopping supporting, allowing you to do the pipeline into Europe until you take the troops away from the border of Ukraine? I mean, Putin's out there doing stuff. He's putting troops there. He's laughing at Putin, at Biden. I mean, Biden gets nothing out of having these ice cream socials with these guys. There's nothing that comes out of it. I mean, Biden's got to start standing up for us and our allies. I mean, I don't get Biden. All he wanted to do was get the title of president and do nothing.
Switching theaters a little bit to China, I know this is also a big area of concern for you, especially with the impending Olympics. But let's talk first about Taiwan. Same concerns. I have the same level of concern about takeover, their military action, and no willingness to take strong defensive either posturing or. I mean, I'm genuinely concerned that the Chinese are going to do the calculus and say it's time.
Absolutely. Stop and look at where Xi is right now. He took over Hong Kong, complete violation of the agreement. With Britain, complete violation. Nobody did anything. He's got a million people in prison he's committing genocide against to get rid of the Uyghurs. Everybody's going to keep buying Chinese products. I mean, he's doing the same thing to Tibetans. He's running sorties over Taiwan right now. I mean, the United States, the European Union, democracies around the world have to say, this has got to stop. First off, why won't we stand up against Xi and say, we're tired of you stealing our jobs, tired of you stealing our technology, tired of you taking away people's basic rights. You're not going to hold the Olympics. We're going to get them moved. Why didn't Biden do that? And then, I just won't send anybody there. I mean, that was the weakest thing he could do. He didn't. And Biden has no backbone to anything. So, but every American can have an impact. Here's what every American can do. Make sure you never, ever, ever buy a product made in communist China. force every retailer you buy from, Amazon, Costco, Walmart, all of them, to say, where is that product made? Now, I have a bill that would require disclosure of that, right? Democrats have blocked it so far because, you know, I mean, and it's just like, think about this. Here's what's crazy. The guy that just got confirmed as our ambassador to China, guess what? I mean, his prior job, representing China. He got paid to help communist China. And now communist China's hiring somebody that's a commentator for Newsweek to communist China's paying this guy to try to get good positive messages coming out of the Olympics. And he's a paid comment. He works for he's a commentator for Newsweek. You think they're going to disclose that? I mean, we got to wake up. Stop buying their stuff.
Switching back to something that's a little bit more domestic, I know you're passionate about this, and I've kind of been watching this situation with Joe Manchin kind of being the last bulwark against Democrats in the Senate, having their way through reconciliation and avoiding the filibuster or reforming the filibuster in order to get their will. Chuck Schumer obviously has flip-flopped dramatically on this, which, yeah, I mean, like, people take different positions based on the circumstances, but that's a pretty dramatic one. You've been... What is the strategy, okay, coming into 2022, we're having elections, what is the strategy to recapture the Senate so we don't have to depend on Joe Manchin as the guy who's going to hold the line against what they want to do in the House and in the White House?
Well, first, Chuck Schumer is just a power-hungry hypocrite. He led the effort to make sure we kept the filibuster. Now, here's all the filibuster does. The filibuster basically makes sure whoever is in the minority at the time is involved in any legislation that passes. You have to give a portion of that minority to vote with you, or it doesn't pass. It's pretty basic. It's been forever we've had it this way, right? But Chuck Schumer doesn't like it when he's in the majority. Now, doesn't really have a majority. It's 50-50, and Harris, the vice president, breaks the tie. But in a 50-50 Senate, he wants to be able to cram things through with 50 votes plus Harris. Right, he does not care about the minority. When he was in the minority, oh boy, we got to keep it then, but not now. So here's our job. Our job is win elections. So here's why we're going to win. Number one, people are fed up with open borders, with higher taxes, with more regulation, with the Afghanistan debacle, with the Democrats saying you can't be involved in your kids' education, with the Democrats saying, oh, we want to defund the police. Americans are fed up. So right now, if the elections were today, I think we would have a big win, just like what happened in Virginia. Number two, we have wonderful people running, and we have more people getting into the Republican side of the race because they can see there's a problem with what the Democrats are doing, what Biden's doing, Schumer's doing, and they can see you can win. You want to be a Republican senator now from anywhere in the United States? This year is a year to run. We're out racing the Democrats. If anybody wants to help us, you text WIN 55404. I'm the chair of the National Republican Senatorial Committee.
Right.
We are going to get a majority back because Americans are fed up with the Biden administration, Schumer and Pelosi.
Well, I am certainly, and I know you are too, I'm concerned about, even if that's true, what can be done between now and next January hopefully, fingers crossed, those numbers do change. We're talking to Senator Rick Scott. January 6th, the anniversary is tomorrow. What's your message to conservatives or Republicans who... they're either looking at the Senate committee or they're looking at the House committee and the kind of the hearings, or they're just thinking about this event a year after the fact and what to make of it all?
Well, I was here, of course. I was one of the senators who got evacuated. Capitol Police did their job. While I didn't like the results of the last presidential election, democracy prevailed. We followed the Constitution. And you look around the country right now, states are improving their election laws to make sure that people get comfortable that their election is never going to be, your vote's never going to be diluted by somebody that didn't write to vote. The people that broke into the Capitol violated the law. They need to be prosecuted. They are being prosecuted to the full extent of the law, and they should be. No one should be breaking into this Capitol. But I'm very optimistic that at the state level, because elections are run at the state level, that we are constantly improving to have more election security. As chair of the National Republican Senatorial Committee, in five states, we are defending the laws that have been passed in Texas and Florida and Iowa and North Carolina and Georgia to improve election security, and we're going to defend those laws.
Well, that is all good. And obviously, I share your condemnation of those who entered the Capitol and agree that those who broke the law need to be punished to whatever the extent is appropriate of them. Final thing, I have been following very closely. Like, I watched all of the hearings that were held by the Presidential Commission on Supreme Court Reform. We haven't seen a lot yet come out, although we did hear, one Senator Elizabeth Warren come out and advocate for court expansion, court packing. What's your read? Is that something that we're likely to have to fight against this year, that they would try to expand the court, or do you think that that's a dead issue now?
Oh, absolutely. The Democrats want power. They're trying to change the election laws, not to make them fair, to make sure only Democrats win. They want to pack the Supreme Court only when they have the White House and the Senate. I mean, this is real simple. The Democrats don't believe in free and fair elections. What they want is elections only they can win. So, yeah, absolutely. The Democrats will try to pack the courts. The Democrats will try to change the election laws so only they can win. The Democrats are going to try to, do everything they can to just take – they're just power-hungry, and it's pathetic. And by the way, I've been up here 3 years now. I'm just shocked that the Democrats will say one thing when they're in the minority and the opposite when they're in the majority. I mean, it's not that there's new facts. It's a new position. I mean, I'm in the majority, so I don't want you to have any power. I mean, it makes you mad that there's just such hypocrites. So there's no bipartisanship right now up here, unless if you want to be a friend of theirs, raise taxes, increase regulation, then they'll be your buddy. They'll take you to dinner probably.
take you to dinner and split the bill. I mean, to be fair, split the bill. Senator Rick Scott, our senator from the great state of Florida, senator, and also the chair of the National Republican Senatorial Committee. Senator Scott, thanks for the time this morning. We appreciate it, and a happy new year to you, sir. We'll talk to you again soon.
Andrew, happy new year. Have a great year.